No, Dad. He asked me out. It's just gonna be a date. Harmless. Yeah, exactly. He came up to me in the hallway with this slow, almost adorable shyness. He was nervous, but he still managed to talk to me without stuttering or making a fool of himself. No, it's not my first date. You don't remember? Well, he wasn't much to remember, really, so I can't fault you there. We're just gonna go out to dinner. Hopefully not fast food. You'll worry too much. I can take care of myself. Besides, this guy's not dangerous at all. We'll just have a nice time. Decent conversation, hopefully. Yeah, he's gonna pick me up in a bit. Of course, it's not his own car. He's not some rich snob. It's his parents' car. Why would that matter anyways? We haven't decided on anything, really. I'm partial to Peruvian, but he doesn't know that. Maybe I'll see what he thinks I'd like. How off could he be? No, he might not be the one. How can you talk about that? It's just the first date. He isn't gonna wow me. You never see things from my perspective. I don't want to talk about it. He just texted me. Why would I lie about that? I can simply walk away from any conversation we're having. I don't have to invent an excuse. See those headlights through the window? Looks like the dishonest daughter is anything but. Just try to relax, Dad. I'll be home later. Feel free to assess my ring finger for any new inhabitants. Oh, thanks. How kind. So, where did you plan on taking me? I'm starving. close, but that's not how you pronounce the name of that restaurant. Sounds good, though. Oh, you made me a CD? That's wonderful. Very sweet. No. Unfortunately, I have a slight headache. Maybe we can listen on the way back? It's just that I had an argument with my father and I just need some quiet time. I'll be fine. Isn't the moon so beautiful tonight? A full moon. It's so romantic. You don't think so? Don't be so simplistic. It's much more than controlling the tides. Lunar pull moves a different tide. One of love. Of affection. You guess? I hope your conversation improves by the time we get to the restaurant. It has that bright, unsightly glow. As if it didn't belong. A wrongness that haunts the skies. No, don't mind me. I just enjoy looking out the window. I've seen you in Professor Chandler's bio class. Spend the majority of my time there just staring off, lost in my own head. We're all guilty of that, aren't we? Imagination. It's a part of the human experience. I look through the window, but I'm not watching nature or birds. No. I'm seeing another world. A place free from the constraints of biology. You don't have much to say. Am I intimidating you? I shouldn't be. So, based on your sheepish wooing of me, am I the first girl you've ever asked out? It was pretty evident. Well, you chose an interesting one. That's for sure. Why are you laughing? This is the part where you agree as to not upset me. Why, thank you. I'm certainly not boring. You're doing much better. I was starting to wonder if you'd ever spoken a full sentence before this date. You aren't handicapped, are you? Then, park in an actual parking spot. Is that how you want this night to end? Your parents' car towed away as the rain spits on the both of us for heretical parking blasphemy? No, it's not. Look, right over there. Someone's leaving. I have a place. Oh, thanks, but I can open my own door. I'm a capable girl. Oh, wow. You got reservations? I'm not sure what the color for impress would be. Maybe black? Yes, like my hair. Very observant. Mr. and Mrs. Johnson. Here's my problem with that. I'm not bothered that you coupled us together like a marriage on the rocks, needing to revert to first dates. That's not it at all. I'm bothered that Johnson is your first choice of name. I would have liked something more creative than that. Come on, it's not too difficult. Maybe Decretu, a combination of French and Italian. Much more vibrant and noticeable than Johnson. I hope the Johnsons aren't eating stale bread. Oh my god, I want to listen to you mispronounce Hispanic meals all day. Chuck that CD you made. Just record that and my heart is yours. Will you relax? It's just a joke. I expected greasy burgers or just, you know, this is a little much for a first date. Yes. I'll have some yuca frita with garlic dipping sauce. I'm so sorry. I've just never heard arroz y frijoles botched so badly. It's not a butler. You're too silly, you know that? Water, thank you. Ugh, it takes forever to get food in a place like this. Looks like you have to hold a conversation again. Come on, so tell me about yourself. That's not much to go on. Anything else? Oh, you have a dog? That's great. I love dogs. Correct assumption. I also have a dog. This is the first day, so I don't reveal the dog's name until much later. Have to string you along somehow, don't I? No, I didn't rescue it. We got it, my dad and I, from some lady out in the boonies. Contrary to popular belief, not every dog is kicked across the floor. We love the dog just the same as you love your rescued pup. How would it be better? All dogs are equal. If we ignored all these happy, unbattered puppies, what would become of them? Stray packs of once friendly dogs ravaging the countryside? What do you think happens next? Those abused dogs now have brethren. They aren't gonna stick with their owners. So now all the dogs in America are upset and out for blood. And the next thing you know, seeing eye dogs are wandering off to join the resistance while a blind woman walks into traffic. You look horrified! I just have a dark sense of humor. I'm making sure that the blind woman is not being scraped off a windshield by loving the wanted dogs. That's all I'm saying. Will you lighten up? I saw a smile. You're a real bastard, just like me. So proud we had a full-fledged conversation. Didn't even have to ring my bell. You don't... Oh, never mind. That was quick. The arroz con frijoles is here now. The pollo a la brasa looks good. I can't help it. You have a damn gift. Thank you. We will. You survived. Now you can eat. Wow, I'm still reeling from it all. No, it was amazing. My last date, he took me to a burger joint. No, it gets much worse. Turned out that his ex worked there. I didn't know at the time, but he brought me there to make her jealous. I don't know if you've eaten a burger where the main ingredient is spit, but I almost did. I had a bad vibe, a gut instinct. He lorded it over me and tried to, like, show me off to her. I felt uncomfortable, and once I saw the secret ingredient in my meal, I left. Can you believe that? Some fucking people. This was nothing like that. It was delightful. I wondered if you wanted to go to Lover's Lane? It's not too far from here. I think, maybe we could have some fun. It's up to you. Do you want? Oh, Jesus, you almost backed into the restaurant. They'd have you cleaning dishes till I was out of college. I'll take that as a resounding fuck yes. That's good. I didn't want this night to end just yet. Let's hear the CD you made for me. Alright, so it's blank? You figured I wouldn't want to listen, but it would somehow impress me? No offense, but you shouldn't try to be subtle. If it's like a clown shoe on you. I'm not even sure what I call it. I'm just gonna forget it, okay? The yuca frita? See, it is possible to say it correctly. Was very good. Stop the car. I know we're not there yet, but look. There's a hill with a view. It'll only take a minute. Okay. Come out of the car. Sit with me. Just look at it. It's so close. You can almost touch the moon. I can feel its warmth. The astral desires the stars have for me. Don't worry, someday you'll feel it too. I spend far too much time looking down when you should be gazing into the cosmos, the unknowns above. That's where the imagination comes from. The North Star. Centuries ago, people could see the bright goddess of the night beckoning them to praise and worship her. Over time, it all faded. We trace our fantasies and our dreams to that moment. A lovely mistake of glancing into the heavens. It's important to know where it all came from. Hold me for a while. I want to feel your warmth and the moonlight keeping me safe. It's so rare. We're away from it all. The lights, the noises. I can only hear the soft lullaby of the wind. The most brilliant vocalist, always drowned out by the frivolous and the nonsense of life. I want to stay in your arms for a bit longer. The moon is comforting to me. It always has been. I used to be afraid of the dark, of monsters and the like. My father never got me a nightlight. He said there was no need. I called him mean, but he just smiled. He told me there was no greater nightlight than the moon itself, a giant ball of illumination that would prevent the things that lived under my bed and in my closet from taking me. Even since then, I've always looked at the moon as a guardian angel of sorts. No, I never felt anything for the sun. I'm a lunar girl. Thank you. I needed that. To Lover's Lane, then? I don't think anyone will be there. You take care of me. I'll return the favor. It's not exactly romantic. I had such a nice time. Such a gentleman. Yes, you can kiss me. Is that your first kiss? Should probably do a second one. Don't want me remembering a lousy first one. Well, you know what they say about third time. Oh, what am I doing? Nothing. Just enjoying your taste. Everything's fucking fine, okay? There's no one here. Just you and me. Does that make you nervous? That's adorable, but you can just lean in and kiss me without permission. You did fine. I'm just not ready. Would I? Yes, I'd like to see you again after this. Even though... never mind. It's just a silly thought. You got to kiss a girl, huh? Was it as good as you hoped? You don't have enough evidence? I could take the stand as a credible expert. And all the while, the moon watches over me. Tonight isn't our night, babe. I think you can take me home now. That's good with you? Thanks. I knew you'd be respectful of me. I'll give you something I don't give out so easily. My dog's name is Benny. I can think of some guys I know being very upset that I told you that after a single date. But it's our secret. But you have to promise me that when you get home, you'll admire the sea of stars. Promise? Good. Don't break your promise. So, can you drive a little faster? I have some things to do. Honestly, I can't be out any longer. Another fucking red light? No, I'm not mad at you. It's something else. Trouble at home and all that jazz. Christ, I love red, but I don't want to see that color right now. Finally. And so close to my house. I see you looking at me. And we've established that it's well accepted to kiss me. Good night. Oh, good morning to you too, Father. Look at that. I didn't get a wedding ring. Your greatest fears can rest for another day. Besides, I'm still paying those kids a few nickels to make my dress. Don't look at me like that. I didn't get my sense of humor from my mother. It went all right. He's a sweetheart. I always wanted to be the grandfather, right? We went to that new Peruvian place. Talked, exchanged wisdom of our deepest, innermost thoughts. What do you want to hear? It was a simple date, and I'm going to see him again tonight. I'm not sure. I was very carefree with him. Sort of irresponsible with information that I usually never say. I couldn't stop talking about the moon. It was gorgeous. I'm not sure if I'm gonna come home from school. I might just go back with him and meet his folks. Why not? It shouldn't bother you that much. You really can't do anything about it. I want to see him, so I will. I'm going to school now. I'm sad. The clouds are covering her up. It's a crying shame. I've told you what the moon means to me, haven't I? He didn't forget. That's pleasing. I thought about you all last night. I even made myself come saying your name before I slept. You're blushing? Is that so hard to believe? I could take your virginity here, but that wouldn't be special, would it? This is your house. We'll spend the formative years here. Let's go back to Lover's Lane. This time I can give you what you need. It's not a far drive, baby. I've been thinking about your cock inside of me all day during school, taking me Lover's Lane. I know you want it, so let's go. Oh, careful now. If you turn the key with that much force, you might break it. And then how am I going to fuck your brains out? Patience is a virtue. And so is lust. So, don't crash us into a ditch. But I'm going to touch you. That's okay. I'm gonna take that wild up and down head movement as your attempt at a nod. Well, I can see that softness is not gonna be an issue. That's good. So I'll just massage it with my hand. I wanna feel its thickness. It's so warm. Imagine how much warmer it'll be inside of my cunt. I can't wait. Judging by the way you ran that red light, you can't either. I've never been so happy to have been almost killed in an accident. And here we are. As desolate as last night, but things are gonna be different for us this time. Come on, kiss me. I'll go between my legs. I've dreamed of it for days, thinking of what would happen. It made me so excited, so mad with lust. Yes, it's coming. The moment I've been waiting for. It's been so long. It's been so fucking long. I've missed it. Oh, baby, you're so lucky. Our time is about ready. Come on, come on. I can just feel it. I know it. Don't worry, honey. I'm just ecstatic that we're gonna fuck like bunnies. That's all. So very, very fucking ecstatic. Oh, you're so aroused. I love it. I'll make good use of it. Now, I know why the moon isn't watching. Finally. I've been waiting for ages. You can kill him now. I've had enough of his wimpy, virgin, romantic crap. Huh? What's going on? Is that a surprise, sweetie? Oh, I just love hearing him scream. My cum was so wet in anticipation. I was so fucking upset that you weren't here to get me off last night. Oh, you? You're nothing, huh? How could I? I brought you here to die. That's right. Don't worry. I'll make this experience enjoyable for you as well. It's okay. I'll open the driver's door, and you can watch me play with myself as he starts on you. I've seen it before. It's something to behold. He takes his time. He'll make sure that you suffer. Fuck yes. I stomached your pathetic whimpering for long enough. Oh, now I can see you truly miserable. He just lets me watch. It's true. I thought of you all day. Of the beautiful ways he'd kill you. Look at his strong hands wrapped around your throat. The last image you'll have before you rot away is of my cunt. That's how it should be. Your eyes are so bloodshot. Are you scared, baby? Do you think I'm evil? Huh? You can't speak, can you? That face. One of sheer desperation. I'll keep you in my head for later. I'll think of your expression when you suffocate to death in front of me. And you. You just let me talk and masturbate watching. Just like last time. Why won't you fuck me, sir? Look what you're missing out on. It can be yours. I couldn't do anything at all, if you wanted to have your way with me. If you took me by force with those strong arms of yours and mounted me on his car, I bet I'd scream louder than ever before. You'd make me your little whore, wouldn't you? Won't you? Please. I brought him here so I could see you. I paid the fare of his worthless life. See you again. I'm crazy about you. Come on. Give me something. I could tell the police, you know? You leave me unfulfilled and satisfied, and you expect me to keep quiet? He died easily beneath your talent. I'll tell the police everything I know. How you coerced me, forced me. They'll be hunted. Maybe you can invade them, and maybe not. But I'll make your life hell unless you give me something. Please? Oh, I got your attention now, huh? Come over here, baby. Stand right there. I'm gonna roll down my window. Pull out your cock. I'm not gonna do it. If you want me happy, you'll have it ready. Oh, fuck. It's so much larger than his. He's looking right at us. I hope he can still see. I'll show him what a nasty little slut I am. I've tasted many, but this, oh, a murderer's cock has no equal. You don't say a word. I'll suck the response right out of you. I can tell that you're ready to drown my whore mouth with your cum. So, please, do. Are you fucking kidding me? So you roll up my window and come on it, but you won't come in my mouth? Do you think I'm gonna let it dry? Watch. Just one solitary lick. Got all of it? No. Come on. Fuck me. What the fuck? You're taking his body? You're more interested in disposing of his dead, useless fucking corpse and shoving yourself inside of me? You fucking piece of shit. You have no fucking idea what you're passing up. You wouldn't be able to pull out. I fucking guarantee it. I make you explode. So go ahead. Take your special victim away. I'll just bring you another one. Tomorrow night. Be here. I know plenty of stupid guys that will come up here without much convincing. So you better be here. Because I can use this mouth for much more than cocksucking. And you better remember that. Yes, I walked. Date went poorly. I don't want to talk about it. I'm going to sleep. I said I don't want to talk about it. He wasn't who I thought he was. He's a jerk. I don't want to ever see him again. I'm going to bed. Had a long night. He just couldn't handle me, you know? I was too much for him. I have my needs. Maybe you'd, want to show me yourself? At Lover's Lane? Yes, it has to be there. I get frisky at that spot. Unless you, want to take me out for dinner, meet my family, and, where are you going? We can have sex if you come to Lover's Lane. It's all very black and white. What? Would you say that I'm a psycho? You're not enough of a man either, are you? No one in this fucking college has any balls. Thought I could fuck a Ken doll anyways. Enjoy being sexually impaired. Oh, hey. Yeah, he broke up with me and, I'm sad, but I think I'm over it. I really thought he was the one, you know? Oh, sure, I can help you with your math. I used to tutor you last semester, right? Would you mind if we did it in Lover's Lane? You're not dating anyone, are you? I always liked you. We can do some studying and then maybe some other stuff. I've always found you kind of cute, to be honest. I'm not ashamed to say so. So, you'll meet me there tonight? I'm really eager to catch up with you. Okay, great. Yeah, that's his car. I, took the key and threw it into the sewer. It wasn't very nice of me, but, he called me, called me a whore. And it hurt my feelings so badly, and I'm so sorry. I'm supposed to be helping you with math. I'm just a fucking mess. God, I hate you seeing me like this. It's not pretty. You think I am? Thank you. That warms my heart. Can I come in? I don't want to sit in the back seat. I'll just sit next to you. It's a bit unorthodox, but I'll help you the best I can. Yeah, the quadratic formula is pretty tricky, actually. Let me explain it. It's called the square root. Jesus, does your teacher even teach? How long do you think we've been here? 25 minutes? I can't fucking believe it. That piece of fucking asshole. Yeah, my ex, I can't believe what he did. I really can't. I told him that I'd, you know what? Okay. If he wants to do things like that, well, two can play that game. Sorry, hey, do you mind if we, finish this tomorrow? You know, I think you get the gist of it now. You can use this formula to solve the problems. There's only about three left. Just one more night, okay? Thank you so much. No, it wasn't a date. I was just tutoring again. Same kid as before. Very basic stuff, but I don't think the teacher does their job at all. I seem angry? That's because I am. That guy, he's such an asshole. Sorry, language, I know. I'll talk about it when I'm ready. Not yet. Good night, Dad. Wow, yesterday you couldn't even write a square root, and now you're writing the quadratic formula out perfectly. I love seeing the knowledge. Huh? I didn't hear anything. You're just nervous, dear. It's okay. You're very sexy when you're nervous. Has anyone told you that? It's all right. I wanted to do this for a very long time. I fought the urges last semester, but now I just want to pleasure you. Come on, so lean back, close your eyes, and enjoy my mouth. Oh yes, this cock is very good. I had no idea you were hiding such a delicious cock from me. It's really big, too. I don't know if I can take it all away. I just want to lick it and worship it all day. It's magnificent. You're making me so happy, babe. I could just slash your throat. I think I will. Does it feel good? Because I can feel your blood trickling onto my scalp. Oh, it's a lovely massage. Thank you so much, sweetie. You have no idea how useful you've been to me. No, don't try to talk. It'll make it worse. Just admire this beautiful girl sucking your cock. I have to do this quick because it won't be alive much longer. Oh, here he comes. Thank you so very much. I'll make you come before you die, baby. That's only fair. Shame it had to be you, but I was out of options. We might have had some real fun together. Oh, the blood squirting all over me. The moans of the dying. So delightful. Your blood is so fucking hot. Feels like it's dripping into my brain. So fucking good. Oh no, it's not necro just yet. Is it, sweetie? No, I'm a good girl. I'd never. Sorry, but he's already dead. Isn't that tragic? You seem so prepared, so ready to snuff the life out of someone. But it won't be him. He is gone now. And he left happy, I can assure you. So, what do you do now? All that pent-up aggression and sexual energy? Where, oh, where could you use it, huh? You're trembling, filled with so much violent energy. Come on, use it on me. You know that you want to. He speaks? Oh, yeah, I can get out of the car. Indeed, I will. What awful plans do you have for me? Oh, you've never fucked me, refused to touch me. You have no fucking choice. Now, it's fuck me or kill me. And either way, you have to feel my skin and my body. Oh, that's much better. Be a fucking man and show me. Fuck my little whore dreams dead. Because I need to be punished. Just look how bad I am. I'm out of control. Yes. Oh, fuck, it's so fucking hot. Because I love seeing his corpse. Watch me fuck. Watch me be naughty. It doesn't seem to bother you. Williams, you're a better stalker than I thought. Maybe you were here those other nights just watching me, huh? Did you jerk off to me? Fantasizing? Because, oh, you can kill so easily and majestically, I might add, but is it hard to fuck? Is there something wrong with you? Psychopath murderer having your way with such an innocent girl like me? Oh, you're hideous. Oh? Oh, even in my wildest dreams. Oh, daddy. Who knew you fucked better than the rest? Oh, take your good little girl's cunt. Oh, yes. I can see those eyes that yearn for me and love me. You hit it so well. Guess the cat's out of the bag now. Come on. Come on, fuck me, daddy. Like you've always wanted. Too afraid. Too weak. Come on, make me your little whore. I'm just your slut. Mommy's been gone for so long. And you know that you've never wanted anyone but me. Come on. I'm all you think about. You know. You think this is a one-time affair? Oh, no fucking chance. Just look at that juicy blood on my arm. Listen closely, because if you stop playing this fun game with me, I'll tell them what you did, and that you cut me to silence me, to shut me up. My conscience got the best of me, and at the risk of my own life, I had to stop you. So all you have to do is keep killing and keep fucking. I bring them to you, and you reward me by fucking me like a good daddy should. Come on, I won't have to cut myself, and we can just make love under the beautiful moon. You don't seem to be able to kill me, so you have no choice. Come on. Come on, do what I want. It's what you want, too. Just admit it. Just admit it. Yes. Oh, fuck. Daddy, the cock of a grown man is such a difference. Oh, you can't even call these people men. You understand that you're gonna come inside me this time, right? Oh, that's right. Daddy, I'll slash my throat if you don't. Do you want to watch your pretty daughter die? I should hope not, so make sure you leave a big white stain inside of me. Come on. Come on, Daddy, fill me up. Yes, Daddy. Yes, don't you even fucking think about stopping. Come on, back and forth. In and out. Yes, just like that. Perfect. Oh, Daddy, I'm so happy now. Just like that. I can't get enough of this daddy cock. Come on. Oh, what's this? What's this? Is this a knife in my hands? Oh, the look on your face. Oh, you didn't think I'd be capable, huh? Of killing my own father? Thought my love for you would surpass my endless desire to dispose of you? Oh, I've loved you for so long, Daddy, and I knew that you'd be jealous of my boyfriend, so naturally, I did everything in my power to fill you with just the right amount of rage so that you'd take care of the job for me. And I knew that it was you in that ski mask all along. Now, who's it gonna be? You or me? Could you really? Could you bring yourself to kill your own daughter? A product of your own seed? Why would you disgrace your creation, Daddy? I was born because of you. For you, can't you see that this is why you birthed me? It's destiny. God has decided that today you get to die, stabbed to death by your own offspring. Oh, I'm meant to kill my daddy, and there's nothing that he can do about it because he loves me too much. Oh, not enough to let my boyfriends live, but enough to fuck me raw. Oh, what's that? What's that? Is that turning you on now? I was fucking right. You fucking deserve this. Oh, this is what you fucking get. Oh, no.